Hey, are you recording?
Yes.
Are we recording?
Hopefully. Yes, we are. I heard the word yes.
Yes, no,
that
we
was
are.
Great.
Yes.
Okay. put this all in the podcast intro. Hey, it's M. Grant, Ed, and Dave Hughes.
Hey.
Yeah. We can swear in the podcast.
Yeah, do it.
Absolutely.
Go say something.
You've got to be careful, don't you, on radio. I swear, yesterday I was joking about going to a Thai massage place.
Yes, man.
And my wife tells me that our son was in the car listening, and then afterwards she explained to him why Daddy would be a bit sus about going on into a Thai massage place. He's eight. He's eight, and he now knows what goes on in Thai massage places.
Massages. I don't know what you mean.
Thai ones.
What are you talking
Thai
ones. About? Yeah. It's special.
Deep tissue therapy. That's it.
Right
into the deepest tissue there is.
My manicurist, Helen Schwab-Sorowski, she used to do massages and didn't know what happy ending meant. And she had a guy ring in and say, oh, will I get a happy ending? And she said, yeah, you'll be very happy at the ending. So he turned up. Yeah. Poor woman. I know. Hectic.
No.
You're on the podcast intro. We've got lots to do. We're currently recording this while we're in a song, so we can't
pretty
be
exciting.
Long. Yeah. Grant's doing a nude photo shoot, which is very exciting.
Are you?
Yeah. Reluctantly. I don't have any choice. You know what it's like working with these two.
It's breakfast radio, Joel.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Got to do a noisemaker.
He appreciates it.
Have you got any shows you want to plug? Because we're the most downloaded podcast in the country.
Yeah, great. I do. Well, the TV show, Hughes, we've got a problem at 8:30. When does this go live, the podcast?
11 o'clock today.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, tonight then. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Tuesdays, depending on, and repeated on Fridays.
And stand-up shows?
Yeah. We're all around the country. Adelaide at the moment. So,
great.
Yeah, looking forward.
What's the show called this year?
Snorkeler.
Snorkeler.
And
so
my wife
there.
Also explained that to our daughters as to why the show's called The Snorkeler.
I don't know why is it called
what does it mean?
I actually need it to explain to me.
Do we have time to explain
well,
this?
Have we got time?
2:40.
Okay, go.
As growing up, all my friends were surfers and they got attention off the ladies and
yes,
I was a snorkeler.
That's
great.
That is good.
Absolutely.
I like that.
I had my six-year-old who had it explained to her the other day over breakfast say, Dad, you're a loser.
Oh, don't worry. My daughter was sight of stage when her 3-meter giant penis inflated at my show on Saturday night, so it's fine.
How'd that go down?
There's photos of her sitting there in wonderment at it. It's amazing.
Bright-eyed. Enjoy the podcast.
Giant sausage, guys. What? We're
what
balls.
Do you mean? What are you talking about?
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed.
6:02, top of the morning, guys. How are we feeling?
I am tip-top, buttercap.
Hey, I missed you guys.
It's only been 24 hours, mate.
I know. That's how much I like you. I enjoy your company. You brighten my life. These 3 hours, I reckon, are some of the best hours of the day. Just laughing with reckless abandon. Just giggling like school kids.
What's going on? I'm really uncomfortable with sincerity. It's 6:03.
Just sip on your tea and just let me just heap praise on you, okay? Just enjoy it.
I'm really uncomfortable with this situation.
I feel like we've got something good going on. Just don't wreck it.
No, that's right.
I will.
don't wreck it. Uh-huh. Big show. Listen, if you know Meow, Ludo, Disco, Gamma,
Meow, Meow.
Yeah.
I do. Well, personal friend. On the wall, you'll notice there was a sign that said, never forget.
Mm-hmm.
He is the man who had the Opal card inserted into his bum.
Ooh. Bum.
Controversial.
Bum?
Arm.
Right.
Yeah.
I knew it was some orifice.
It's harder to get that up to the scanner when it's in your backside.
Although, fun, sassy.
Very funny.
And do you have to make that sound as you're doing it each time?
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Here I come. Yeah. It's working on it. So they're taking away the Opal card in its current form.
That's outrageous.
And so he's going to sue the government. Mm. So if you know Meow Meow, we have to. You've spoken to him once before.
We have had him on.
We need to have him on again today, please.
He's what the news would call an interesting character.
Local eccentric?
Yeah. Local eccentric.
Yes. Yeah, I love a local eccentric.
Yeah, me too.
Huge entertainment today.
Yes, poor Fergie sung the national anthem. Had a crack. We've all been there, Joel.
It is a minefield. The unassisted national anthem is a minefield.
And we found Australia's newest rapper.
Yes, we have. And he's a cool guy, man. It's another minefield.
God, there's so many, man. And Hughesy's joining us too. For what's in Hughesy's wallet? Big show.
Are we going to do what's in his wallet?
Yeah, 100%.
Today? Yeah, I thought so.
We give away whatever. And Hughesy carries around a lot of cash in case he gets kidnapped and has to pay a ransom.
I might tell a story on air today that he had forgotten. I had to remind him a cash story that he told me years ago.
Terrific.
And then he forgot.
I love that. Love when you have a story about everything. Let's kick it out.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Hi. What's the superior? I was just mesmerised by the G20 Tri-Series.
What would you like to know?
Nothing.
Are you worried at all about Aston Agard dropping his length back a little bit because they're trying to hit every ball for six?
Oh, God, I've fallen asleep.
I love a length. What's his length? You don't mean the length I mean.
No, just short of a good length. What's the superior?
Way to have Vegemite toast. Because this seems to be quite controversial. And in my family, everyone likes it their own way. So Scott, who's a psychopath, clearly my husband just likes Vegemite, no butter.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
You got to lube it up, Scotty.
That's hardcore.
Mate,
is he
a malat?
Yeah, pretty much. I should check the basement.
That is terrible.
That's too crispy.
I realised, and on 13 10 60, what's a superior way to have Vegemite toast? Because I realised everyone has their own little technique. For me, or like some real butter. We keep real butter under a butter container at my house.
Yeah, wow.
And so the 3/4 butter, and the bread has to be very porous, like it has to be a sourdough, and suck the butter in, right, so it's golden and in the pores of the bread.
Respect.
But the bread has to be crunchy, otherwise it goes soggy.
So you want it crunchy, but
almost
drenched in liquid.
Yeah, and then just dab, dab, dab. A dab, dab, dab of the veg. Dab, 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 dab. Ooh, don't slather. Just look.
So speckled?
Like imagine a kitten just touching a ball of string with its paw, but the paw has Vegemite on it and the string is toast.
I can't imagine.
Can you imagine that? That's how I want my Vegemite toast.
I find it hard to spread on that kind of bread, though. Hard to get a good consistency sort of across and all the way to the edges because there's too many sort of grooves and ups and downs and holes.
Well, how do you have it?
I like it. Just a nice little bit of multigrain toast and just get it all the way to the edges. But you do. You have to have butter. Otherwise, if you have it dry, it's just like razor blades down your throat. You ruin your throat canal.
Mate, you don't take Vegemite to the crust.
You do.
No, you do not.
What are you talking about?
You're fired.
I knew it'd go out like this.
Hey, let's hear how Hugh Jackman has it.
What? Vegemite. You can't just, it's not like Nutella. You can't scoop it on. It's just refined, just a little bit. In fact, I want to show you how to do it. You've got to have it on toast first thing in the morning. You've got to get, like, the crappiest bread possible.
It
doesn't matter what. It's got to be white, it's got to be fluffy, and it has to be just this soft, like 6 months ago on the shelf. All right, so just a nice thin layer of butter. It's got to melt in.
I'm so bored. I'm sorry I played that. 13 10 60. What's the superior way to have Vegemite toast? What's the price today, Eduardo?
It's Ed Sheeran tickets.
Oh, my Christ.
Ed Sheeran, ANZ Stadium. So this is, you know.
That in. Mad props to Belinda and Winston Hills who called with no prize. Now watch everyone else call. They know they're getting Sheeran tickets and making up how they like Vegemite toast.
That's true.
What about
Mad
you,
props
Ed?
To her.
What do you do?
Well,
he just spreads the Vegemite straight on his tongue. He doesn't eat bread because he's so
off the knife.
I inject it. I think that the best way to do it is thick bread, thick toast. It has to be like dark toast, sort of, you know.
Fraud! You don't even eat bread.
And then some butter. And then I'm also lightly speckled with the Vegemite because too much becomes too salty.
It does. It is too. Where do you set your toaster darkness? What number do you hit on the toaster?
Let's say it all together. 1, 2, 3.
4.
2.
Oh,
4.
You
that's
scary.
Charcoal.
2.
2.
That's soft and mushy.
Mate,
you just want to.
You don't even want to see any brown. You just want to just feel it as you compress your teeth into it.
Christ. Feel some brown with Grant Denyer. So 13 10 60. How?
It's my jazz band.
It's your autobiography, Dale.
Feel some brown.
What's the superior way to have Vegemite toast? Right in the middle of what's the superior, what is the superior way to have your Vegemite toast?
Belinda, the OG, Winston Hills. Hello, darling.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Now, you have a son who is slightly disturbed.
Yes, he's a little weird. I'm a little concerned at times.
How does he have his Vegemite toast?
He is a big fan of having Vegemite with no butter, and if there's any hint of butter, I have to remake it all over again.
Jeez.
And then has cheese on top.
Oh, so dry and cheese.
Yeah. Okay, but then I feel like the cheese would make up for the no butter. Great. Okay, I'm down for
that.
Yeah,
possibly.
I'm all right.
Possibly.
I haven't had melted cheese on toast in so long.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that used to be my favourite thing. I'll get home and my dad would put a Kraft single on a piece of white bread under the griller and it would kind of go brown on the edges and it was gooey. Remember
that?
That
was really good.
Oh.
That is good. God. I did want to ask Belinda how old the son was. Belinda, how old is your son?
4.
He's four. Okay.
Oh, I love
so he's at the age where he can say, no butter, thank you.
No green things.
No green things.
You know, it's fun when your kids go through a phase where they won't need a colour of food. Yeah. That is good fun to
colourist. Jennifer from Blacktown, and this is your husband. How does he have his Vegemite toast?
He likes to have a lot of butter, a lot of Vegemite, and then tomato, diced tomato on top.
Ew!
Yum. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm here for that.
Yeah, about this.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, I don't mind it. The acidity and the sweetness in the tomato would be balanced out by the saltiness of the. Mm. Okay, I'm here for your husband. I like that.
Jennifer, does she make it? Does he make it for you as well, or is it just his own brew?
No, he just makes it himself. I won't eat tomato, so I don't eat it.
There it is, tomato.
Do you know what? He's
a man who puts Vegemite in everything, and he won't like your stir it through spaghetti bolognese.
What's people's aversion to tomato?
And I think it's getting more so. I think tomato's having a really bad run.
So are mushrooms.
Yes, mushrooms are having a terrible run.
Why won't people eat tomato?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a question for another day. A
friend of mine had his first tomato last year.
Wow, how old?
He is 35, and the reason he doesn't eat tomatoes, okay, I'm just going to, is because he's a gay man, and the consistency reminds him of things that he doesn't involve himself with.
That's great to know. Mm-hmm. Sam is from Des Moines. Sammy.
Hello.
Superior way to eat Vegemite toast is?
Is, and it's the only way to eat Vegemite toast, with avocado on top.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd have a crack at that.
That is good. I've had that.
The perfect combination. I know avocados are expensive at the moment, but you don't need to pile it on. You just put a nice couple of slices on and it's perfect.
Gosh. Sammy, I love this.
Thank you, Sammy. Matt from Liverpool, 18 years old. Here we go. Matt, Liverpool, what do you got?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, mate.
Yeah, mine's a bit weird. I've been doing it since I was about 6 years old. I put a bit of butter, and then I dab on the Vegemite. I slice it up, and I like to dip it in my chocolate milk.
Ooh. Whoa. Matty.
What the hell? They let you drive a car? Matt.
Chocolate milk.
Well, and are you still drinking chocolate milk at 18 years of age for breakfast? Yeah.
I actually still am.
Oh, Matty, you can go to Ed Sheeran.
Matt, you're going to Ed Sheeran. Well played, mate. Well played. You are going to Ed Sheeran. Movie tickets for everybody else. One of the most exclusive schools in Sydney. Kincopple and Rose Bay.
Oh.
So as you drive up, if people have done the city to surf or they know the area, as you run up, they call Heartbreak Hill, a.k.a. New South Head Road. Mm-hmm. There's Kambala, which is slightly lower down. And as you get further up, some of the best land in the whole world, Kincopple, looks straight out over the harbour.
Yeah.
Quite incredible place. Mm. I went to a public high school that was less than a kilometre away. And I can honestly say that Kincopple girls ignored me every single day.
And now, serves you right, girls, for ignoring Ed Cavalier in 1999.
They were probably right. I was wearing Kepa jeans. So.
Did you have a chain coming out of your pocket?
I wouldn't do it.
Did you have Timberlands?
I did have Timberlands.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
And I wore a lot of. Anyway.
Corduroy?
Yes. Stussy is the right. The only way to describe my look was Stussy.
Circa 1999.
So I went to a public school. So
you have a pork pie hat?
No, couldn't do that.
I did that.
Did you really?
Hideous. Oof. Pork pie hat.
Mustard?
Yes.
Mustard. Poor old Kincopple, though, has been forced to close for 2 days as several students have been found to have a highly contagious skin infection, school sores. Now, I had to honestly say to all of you, I had not known what school sores were until today.
They're a plague. My eldest daughter had a school sore.
Yeah.
And it took 6 months to fully go away and heal. And she's still got the scar now, and it was like 6 years ago.
So is this the type of thing that if you just go to, it says it's common area. So if someone at school's got it, everybody sort of gets it. Is that kind of what goes on?
It is. It's like nits. It's like once it's in the school and in amongst the community, you know what kids are like? They don't wash their hands. No. Kids are disgusting, P.S. Yeah. They will wipe everything dripping on anything close by.
Yeah, right.
And so this is what happens. But I've never heard of a school shutting because of school sores.
And just quietly, don't Google it either, because the pictures ain't pretty. But how's this? They caught it like just hours before the school swimming carnival. Like had they got into that thing, would have been a cesspool of scabs in there.
Oh. And they were doing it at the Homebush Aquatic Centre.
So the whole of Sydney would have got it.
So everyone would have got it straight after that.
School sore fest.
Yes.
Yeah. And school sores makes it sound kind of cute.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I've got a school sore, guys. No. It is the flesh eating. It is not fun.
Oh, what do you do?
Think it's of a not cold fun. Sore that covers your whole face.
And it also is very upsetting for kids. Like, Marcella was mortified. Yeah, it's you feel very, very self-conscious. And, like, I used to get really bad face herpes. I remember this back in the day.
Oh, the herp.
And my whole lip. Thank you, Mum, for the eternal gift of cold sores. Uh-huh. And my whole face would just, it would look, it was really embarrassing.
A friend of mine was once on a television show, a very popular one, and a police-based one, and he...
Water rats?
Close. Country.
Blue Hillers.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there was a situation where there was another actor on set, and those two actors were going to have to kiss.
Yeah.
And one of the actors said, hey, listen, I've actually got a cold sore.
Yeah.
They shut it down.
Oh, yeah, they have to.
That's it.
And they did the right thing.
Yeah. Everyone's got herpes though, guys. And if you don't, you will.
This sounds like a sabbath.
Take that to the bank.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
If you are ready to dob in someone from your work, then the ATO is going to be happy with you. They've sent out two press releases in 2 days, the ATO. The first one was that they've sent 1 million people an email, M and Grant, saying that if you're a business owner, they're going to watch out for the things that you're claiming this year. Things like clothing. Don't overclaim on clothing. M, they're saying don't overclaim on clothing.
Hang on a minute.
you weren't looking at me when you said that statement, so I feel it.
Legitimately use my clothing for work purposes.
Absolutely.
Because
right.
I have to wear clothing to work,
so
and I'm filmed every day.
But we all do.
And,
yes.
And all the videos go online, so, in which a company professionally benefits from my clothing.
So true.
So I need to claim my clothing and my Gucci because I talk about it on air.
Right.
So true.
Tax deduction.
I've been on television for a long time and I try and claim clothes, right, that I wear on television and they go, nah, everyone has to wear clothes to work.
No, mine are specially made clothes.
What are you going to do, it nude?
Yeah, mine are specially made.
You're going to do Family
Feud. I can claim a 3-meter penis, guys. Sorry, I'm looking for the tax department getting that one. And I'm not giving that context. If you don't get that, too bad.
They're encouraging, the second email is to encourage people to dob in their workmates that are wasting time.
So un-Australian.
Is it? Make a very uncomfortable workspace if you're doing that to each other.
Do people dob? Like, do people dob? Secret dobbers?
Yeah.
I don't need to guess that you're a dobber.
I'm not a dobber.
You would have been the worst dobber.
I was not a dobber.
You would have, Dibber Dopper wears nappies. You would have been wearing nappies every day at primary school. Such a dobber, Cavalier.
I promise you, I am not a dobber.
You're a Dibber Dopper wears nappies.
I am not a Dibber Dopper at all.
Dibber Dopper sucks his thumb.
I will
Dibber Dopper wants his mum.
I will say this. For those people who, here at work, at 8:01 every single morning, the internet goes down to pre-dial-up status. It goes to like when Alta Vista was the major
Amazing.
Search engine. Mm. And why is that, Grant?
Oh, the intranet? Maybe people are just doing stuff on the company website? No?
Don't be weird.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Facebook.
People come in and the first thing
I
they do
that.
Is they sit on their Facebook and then they flick over to their other big work website, ASOS, and they spend some time on there. Is that Dobby?
Well, hang on a minute. It depends. I've seen our big boss on the ASOS site in her office. Gemma's on it all the time, so I don't think she's going to have a problem.
In that case, I am absolutely on board, and I think it's an absolutely critical part of our brand values here at SCA.
What about this? What about people who do come to work and then decide to have breakfast at that point and use like the first hour of their work chewing down some cereal?
I don't have a problem as long as they're doing their job.
Isn't there a time maybe in where you got to draw a line in the sand saying, you know, it's no longer breakfast time eating at work? So
yeah,
like,
but we
like
work
8:30
in a fun, casual environment. You know, fun radio, eat your food, eat your desk. And to be honest, I don't know what a lot of people do here besides my direct team. So who am I to say? Maybe they're professional eaters. I don't know.
Maybe their job is ASOS monitoring.
I just feel like live and let live, guys. If you're not hurting me, but if you're ineffective, this is directly affecting me, then I'm dobbing you in.
That's very true. Okay,
if my producer's sitting at her desk emailing and not paying attention to the show and she's on ASOS, then yes, that affects me and I'll be dobbing her into the ATO.
Your tolerance quickly became intolerance very fast then.
At least I embrace how much of a hypocrite I am, guys. Hey, Kate Hudson's in town at the moment. She was spotted strolling along Bondi Beach with her partner, Danny Fujikawa, from the well-known band Chief. He's in it with his. She loves to date a musician.
No.
She does. She's got. She loves a musician. Of course, she dated the frontman of Muse.
Good.
She went and had some nom noms at. I'm so sorry.
What's the matter?
I should never have said. I hate nom noms.
Okay. Well, she had
a smack of myself.
She did it. Yeah, it wasn't us.
North Bondi fish. Oh, can I just pick? Oh, I love eating there. North Bondi fish. It's very yummy.
Is it one of these swanky fish and chip shops?
Everything in North Bondi is swanky.
Yeah, what am I talking about? Of course it is.
And
yes.
How dare you refer to it as a fish and chip shop? It is a fishery.
Oh, it's a fishery.
It's a fisheteria.
Oh, wow.
And she shopped in local stores and went largely, like, people were just walking past her, largely unnoticed. She was in a beautiful blue, like, hippie, flowy skirt, and she had a little, like, white halter on.
Okay.
She was also growing her hair, and I'm growing my hair, so sometimes when I'm feeling like cutting my hair, I go look up pictures of Kate Hudson.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Just so we're like, come on, sister, let's grow our hair together. And don't you have celebrities that are going through similar things to you that you kind of feel a kinship towards? So then you follow their progression. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think if I'm following a celebrity.
You must have someone that you
who
like.
Who else has had a baby recently? That's a good one for me to think.
I can't think of any celebrity that you'd have a kinship to. Like, I mean, let's have a think.
Is that robot from Perfect Match?
Dexter.
Dexter.
Yeah, good. Okay, great. Well, if you see Kate Hudson, let us know. Or Kate,
she's,
you know,
so glamorous. 13, 10, 60
doll.
Do you like Kate Hudson, Grant Daniel?
I do. Since
I don't think she's glamorous. I think she's cute.
Yeah, no, you're right. She does have a cuteness to her.
She's cute. She's
what was
cute
the, what was
pretty.
The movie where we all fell in love with her with the curly hair with the rock band on the road?
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous.
Famous is great such film. A good movie.
Oh, man, that's movie. Good. That, all right. Just her golden curly locks. She's very, very cute. Okay. I had a little bit of a thing.
That got real creepy.
I stand outside actually, a hotel room.
Real bad.
If you're listening, Kate Hudson, and you see a small white toothed man coming towards you, run the other way. He does, as he says, have a little thing for you. Time now to go on an expose.
Yeah, look, I obviously follow my co-host Grant Daniel on Instagram because he demanded that in his contract. And I noticed, you know, amongst the shots of him posing as Maverick, amongst the amazing shots of his daughters, Sailor and Scout, I noticed one post where there was 5 shots of him dressed as some kind of Playboy farmer.
It's not a costume. I wasn't dressed as anything. That's just what I wear. When
no,
I'm
you don't.
Out
okay,
on the land.
Before we dissect it,
on the land.
Okay, no, you are not a man of the land. You are currently sitting in a pink short sleeve shirt, a kind of undone, with your $10,000 watch on. You're about to go host a game show. You're staying in a 5-star hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But you are not a man of the land, mate. Look. And you've popped on a pair of moleskins and you've tucked in a Ralph Lauren polo. Oh no! Oh my God!
R.
It's
Williams.
The R.M. Williams polo.
You didn't recognize the horns of the R.M.
And you've gone. How do I dress like a farmer? It's like you've gone and read a book and you've popped on everything in the book and you've ticked it off.
I didn't Google
that.
You're
a hashtag fake farmer.
I own that stuff.
No, you don't.
I didn't get it from a store and then just pop it on just for this one trip. Mate, I heard there were some people struggling out there. You know
oh,
what?
God.
You know
okay,
what?
Let's.
You know, 98% of this country lives in 1% of the land. What about the people that live in the other land mass out here? Because you know what? Australian farmers have put, they put meals on our tables 3 times a day.
Well, Barnaby Daniel, I appreciate that. Do you, but yeah. What about M's
Grant Choice. What's going on?
That you are, in fact, a
fake farmer.
A fake farmer.
What? Well, all of a sudden, you've gone from race car, you buy 3 cows, and now you need an Akubra?
Yep.
The guys that you're in the photo with are actual farmers. One of them wearing Crocs, mate. Like the actual farmers.
What am I going to swat the blowflies away with unless I have a ginormous, you know, a Cobra?
Listen to his voice. Listen to his voice.
Mate, you got to remember that some people are doing it tough out there.
Oh, God.
We're not all living, you know, up against your Sydney beaches and enjoying the wonderful lifestyle. Sometimes, mate. There's people out there that have been on the land for generations. And I tell you what, there's some tough areas out there doing it tough in drought. Upper Hunter, for instance, you know what? Worst drought they've seen in 30 years. They're struggling to keep stock on their farms.
Well, that's true.
No, and that is true. Rural Denya, thank you.
Nothing to do with you, though.
No, I mean.
What's the name that relates to you?
Is this your new hashtag brand? Like, are you moving away from race car driver to farmer?
Look, I just find once you've got 27 acres, you really do start to sympathise.
You have 3 cows.
Yep.
That's all the livestock.
And they live inside.
I've got 3 now, but, you know, when I get a bull in, there'll be more.
I don't think that makes you a farmer if you own 3 cows.
You don't think so? It's 9 for tax purposes, so I'm trying to get up there tonight because I can get a diesel rebate.
Hey,
it's a herd.
While we are giving you crap, give a plug to the because you were working for an amazing charity. Yeah.
What were you doing?
Yeah, what were you doing?
Working with Rural Aid, who go to all the drought areas and try and help people sort of hang on to their stock. Because when there's a drought, most people have no money, so what they've got to do is they've got to sell their stock because they can't afford to feed them. Problem is, when they sell their stock, they can't afford to restock. So often they're having to sell their farms after owning them for generations.
So they provide the feed.
Yeah, they come in and bring
in.
Yeah, exactly. It's called buy a bale. So for $20, you can buy a bale of hay and help out a farmer so they can hang on to their stock so they can, when the rain comes, they've still got something left.
Where can we donate so that you never wear those moleskin pants again?
Actually, you do us a favour. If Em and I go and buy, if we buy some bales today, can you promise to burn the moleskin so we never have to look at them?
And they're too tight.
I'll lose my authenticity.
You can do it in Bermuda shorts. It'll look the same. Or arseless chaps.
They are pretty cool. Yes.
It's the same.
Guys, I'm here. Buy a bale.
Oh, okay, so a guy from Russia in curling has been done for drugs. But what I want to talk about is more importantly... Is
curling and drugs. Just those two words.
I know, so dumb. But while we were in the Prince song, we were watching one of the morning shows and they are crossing to their weather girl who is at a pole dancing studio. And there is a lot of... legs akimbo, full front, in undies, at the camera, and the camera people are obviously having a great time because the angles are interesting.
Very interesting.
And there's a guy in full-blown budgie, just a bright pair of budgie smugglers, just meat and potatoes on display. There's one woman at the front who actually got caught on the pole.
Yeah, she got
She's
stuck.
In undies.
She got stuck.
So she could have... popped a flap at any moment.
Any moment.
And I'm just concerned. And then you said, Danya, that you guys once did a cross to a pole, because I'm like, there's going to be complaints from the nanas.
Yeah. You would think so.
It happens.
You guys did it.
Yeah, I was doing a weather cross from a pole dancing studio.
You?
For fitness. Yeah, like a fitness one. Yeah. Very similar circumstances. And I got halfway through the show on air.
What do you mean?
Well, the hosts of the show I was working at didn't really like
Mel
the
Doyle
subject.
And David Kosh.
Of the material, didn't say any names.
Mel Doyle and David Kosh.
Three crosses in, I had six to do. They cut me. Cut the feed, said, you're not coming back.
So you'd already done three from there.
Yeah.
And you'd planned to do a whole morning of six from the place.
Yeah,
six.
Focusing on fitness.
Oh, yep. Yeah, sure you were.
And were you meant to have a go at one point? That would have been part of the fun.
That would have been hilarious. Just watching, you know, good, let's call them athletes, just hard at it, just showing amazing angles and body tone and strength and...
And how did you find out that you'd been cut off? Like, what happens in sunrise when you're at the pole dancing place and they cut you off air? Find out?
Yeah. I got a phone call saying, mate, that last cross was a little too X-rated. You know what I'm saying?
What? Like,
because the legs do get at varying angles to the camera and sometimes...
I just saw someone's breakfast doll. I know.
Exactly. And that was it. They just said, no more. Thanks. Go home.
So what did you Doyle.
Do? So what did you do for the last three crosses?
Just standing at the front like a creep.
That's right. Just stayed there and focused on my core strength.
What did you do?
What did you do?
Honest.
We just went home. There's nothing to do. Like, if you can't work.
So how did Australia get their weather for the rest of the day?
The hosts read it themselves. They didn't even say, like, go outside and just let's just do the next three outside with a tree in the background, focused tree.
You got sent home
you
for being rude.
You got benched for working the pole.
It felt like it was full disciplinary action.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
It's time to do this.
Ever being a reasonable. My turn.
I love it when you sing with an accent, man. That is epic.
Okay. I mean, look, there's a chance you could just say yes as a blanket answer to any time I do this segment. I accept that I can be unreasonable most of the time. But my husband and I have an ongoing war about who takes the bins out. I'm a car-carrying feminist, girl power, rah-rah, strength amongst women, but I will not touch those stinky bins. And every week I'm like, Scott, can you take the bins out? He goes, what? You can take them out. I'm busy. I'm like, no, it's a boring job. And he said, wait a minute. Are you a feminist or not? I said, I reserve the right as a feminist to not take bins out. It's my right as a woman to say I will not take a bin out. And I realise we do have a clear division. There is boys and girls jobs in our house. Yeah. And so I wonder on 131060, am I being unreasonable by saying that there's a boy, that being taking the bin out is a boy's job?
Grant, who takes the bins out at your place?
It's split duties. My wife does it. If the bins, it's whoever's closest to the bin when it reaches max capacity.
Bags, not me.
Whoever tops it off, drops it off.
Pretty much.
That is good.
Pretty much.
Also, our bins, you have to go like open a gate, shut a gate.
Oh, yeah, it's a nightmare.
Get it around a car, walk it up my hill. Like, it's 500 metre walk. Okay. And I don't want to do that. Our bins are still laying out the front and they've been there 4 days now.
Oh, it's a week. It's a standoff.
We're in a standoff.
Oh, you're in a standoff.
I drove past them yesterday. I knocked one over as I was backing out this morning.
It's just anger.
But I won't. But he said, he actually said the words to me, you're being unreasonable. Ooh. Go take the bins out. I said, no, that is your job. And he said, it can't be both ways.
Gee, that's a good point he makes.
It can't be both ways.
That's an interesting point.
You're a strong, independent woman. Oh. You're teaching your girls that they, you know, can function on their own. Although there's an unfortunate article in the telly today. I do not think all men are bastards. I love men.
Okay.
But don't teach your girls that. Just teach your boys not to be dicks. So I don't think I'm being unreasonable. I think I'm allowed to say I'll do everything else, but I will not touch the stinky bins.
I think you're being unreasonable. Ooh. I think that if you're going, I think if it's everybody all together in this fine weather, which it should be,
mm-hmm.
then everyone should have a chance to put the bins out and in. Having said that, my wife refuses to do it. and I am the bin guy every single week.
Our only argument is over the stacking the dishwasher, because I won't allow her to do that because she does a terrible job of it. I my Virgo-ness sort of comes in where I'd like to maximize the tray usage, like get as many implements and items in there as humanly possible.
This is a man thing.
She does it willy
nilly.
That is
a man thing.
Scott
and I have the biggest fights over the dishwasher.
I know.
Because he's like, you don't care.
I know.
I don't give a crap. Just put it in.
I hear you, Scotty.
I'll stack and he'll stand there fuming and then unstack it all.
Yes.
And then stack it back in.
There's an order and everything has a place and you can get more stuff in if you just do it properly.
No. I mean, that's another. Put that on the list. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. I don't want to take the pins out. As I said before, I'm a hypocrite. I acknowledge that. I'm self-aware. So what?
You can still be unreasonable as a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Sure. I am unreasonable. But so what?
But then the segment is over.
I don't think the bin thing's unreasonable at all. I don't want to touch it. Okay. I don't want to touch that bin. You know why else? I always have to pick up the spew and poo.
Oh.
I'm the spew poo girl. Okay. If I've got to be spew poo, he can be bins.
He's bins. Mm-hmm. 131060, is M being unreasonable? She just will not put the bins out. She just won't do it.
Calling.
There's a lot of people who would like to have a say.
Shut up, Justine and Mount Annan.
Well, no, Justine's going to be first for that. 131060.
Shut up, Clayton.
Oh, he's second. He's in being unreasonable, refusing to put the bins out.
Am I being unreasonable?
Well, then.
Chances are I am, but whatever. I refuse to take the bins out at my house, even though equal rights, blah, 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 it's a boy job. And I reserve the right to say that.
I would like to go to Chantel from North Ryde first, if I could, please. Because Chantel from North Ryde, do you believe Em is being unreasonable?
Not at all. My husband works away a lot, so I've actually trained my three boys to take the bins out on bin night.
Good work.
And when they don't, I have been known to hire Air Tasker to do it for me.
That is next level. How much do you pay on Air Tasker?
$12 a fortnight. If the boys, you know, it's winter, it's raining, it's cold, three boys make so much stinky rubbish that I have a really sensitive stomach because I'm pregnant, so it's a $12 well worth spent.
Like, I would pay someone $12 a fortnight to take out my bins.
Are you only taking the bins from, like, the side of your house to out on the street?
No, we live in, like, one of those, you know, the old North Ryde, like, blocks of land have been subdivided. A massive driveway,
yes.
And my boys think it's, like, the best job because I'm the man of the house. Daddy's coming home in October, and I'm like, yeah, sure. Cool job, dude. Like, you get a super duper.
Have a super duper.
I love that. Okay, good. See, I'm not. Thank you for calling, everyone.
No.
I think there's some more calls here.
No, they've dropped out. Terrible line.
Look at the interest.
Go on, Clayton. Is she being unreasonable?
Clayton.
Oh, yeah, for sure, mate. Em, you're the type of lady that wants equal rights, wants the same amount of pay as a male,
and
you don't want to take the auto bin out. Come on, Em, have a go.
Nah, mate, that's my right as a woman. I want equal rights with bins. I want the equal right to say no.
As a man to complain about you, if women want an equal right to get the same pay as us men.
Oh, mate, I want the same. I want more than you, Clayton. I want to be paid more, mate. I'm worth double.
Clayton, should have asked him if he was on Airtasker. I got $12.
You want to do it for me, Clayton? I'll pay you 20.
Nah.
I'll pay you 20 bucks to take my bins out.
For $20, I can get a family apple meal for that.
Mary from Kellyville, is Em being unreasonable?
Of course I'm not.
Not at all. Yeah.
Thanks, Mary.
I think so, I'm speaking on behalf of all the women out there, not at all.
Thank you, Joel. Yeah, but we're strong, independent women, aren't we, Mary?
100%.
100%.
I don't do anything outside of the house. And what I do with my husband is if he needs to take the bins out and refuses to, called bribery tactics, and it's too early to share what we do to get...
Favours in return.
Wow. Yes, that's all it is. It's like marriage 101.
And and tell me, Mary, is it more if it's just the normal bin, but if it's also the recycling bin and the green bin, does he get
three times the...
Not when you're a mother of two. Sorry, you just get what you get.
You don't get upset, guys. Get what you get and you don't get upset.
Final results.
Not unreasonable.
Is not unreasonable.
I am. Okay. I don't care. I know I am. Of course I'm unreasonable. That's why I have this job.
Here we go.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay-Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
Get around me, Sydney. Yeah. Fergie. Fergalicious. Fergalicious was tasked to sing the Star Spangled Banner at the NBA All-Star Game. And some people are saying that perhaps she oversung it and butchered it and pooed on the honour of America.
Oh, no.
Let's have a little listen. Man, a flag was still there. Oh, say, I got no problem.
Is she being a Barbara Streisand impersonation?
Oh, Mary, it was like Shirley Bassey meets Kid Rock.
Yes.
It was incredible.
And she forgot the words. She forgot Yet Wave. She was searching for Yet Wave.
It's hard. Listen, it is... people are calling it the worst rendition ever. And if we'll recall, Roseanne Barr once screamed it at a baseball game.
Carl Lewis?
Yes.
Yep.
It's a hard thing to do, sing the anthem, you can't win. Anyway, moving on.
She sounded like she's trying to make out with the microphone through that whole performance.
It's pretty hectic.
The choice of Fergie, like is she a current, if I was saying sitting down with the NBA All-Star Game, which is huge, is she a current sort of...
She had that, drink my milk, milk on my milk in. What was her new song? That milk, milky song. What'd she sing?
Milf or something like that?
I'm a milk, milk my milf.
Well, she should have done that.
Yeah.
Milk my milf?
She should have gone milk a milf.
And now with the national anthem, milk and Fergie singing milf.
Milk a milf.
I'm sure there was milk and milfs involved in her last song, guys.
Milf money.
See? Okay. You got that. That's it. You got that milk. Oh, this is better than the anthem. I got that milk money. I thought it was milk money. So confused. Kate Middleton is being criticised for wearing very, 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 very dark green to the BAFTAs instead of black. Now, obviously, the Me Too movement happening. Emma Watson made that huge donation to the defence charity. But a lot of people are saying, you know, Kate Middleton, you're supposed to be a new royal. Why didn't you wear black? But the royals only wear black if it's a funeral. Mm-hmm. She wore the darkest shade of green possible. She's got a black sash on. There was a lot of nods to the movement. Mm-hmm. But I feel like she was in a very difficult position. Mm-hmm. So I think that the criticism is unfair.
But she's not allowed to wear black.
No, I mean,
The royal family has a uniform that she must abide by, and that is part of it.
And also, you know, God, she's 30-odd weeks pregnant. Can we give her a rest?
Yeah, exactly.
Poor doll.
She can wear whatever she wants.
Got Meghan Markle everywhere, stealing the spotlight, looking fantastic, looking svelte, wearing heels, and I've been this pregnant, mate, and I'm surprised I would have shown up in a tent with holes in it, all right? So let's leave old Kate Middleton alone, shall we?
So.
Old, amazing.
Yep.
And finally, God, guys. Married at First Sight last night. Well, it was a treat. Yep. Just when you thought that show couldn't get any better, we've got a rap artist, guys. Dean. Dean is now Dean's douche lord, correct?
Yeah.
Dean is the king of douche lords.
Yes.
And he last night admitted that He's a rapper, guys.
Yeah, Tracy doesn't know I'm a rapper. I've done it my whole life, and it's something I'm really passionate about.
Oh, God, guys. But if you're a rapper, obviously you're going to need an MC name. I mean, what would your MC name be?
Well, can I give Dean his? Because his name's Dean. Yeah. I would give his D-Head.
MC D-Head.
Yeah,
I like that. Good. Well, sadly, he's gone with something a little bit more clever.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
I do have a rap name. It's Visions, like V-I-S-I-O-N-Z. It kind of relates to me being a visual person. I've always done street art and stuff like that. It just translates over to my rap style, I guess.
Oh, God, guys. Obviously, we need to debut some of DJ Vision's work.
Yes.
This is legit him performing for Tracy.
Oh, I could. No.
We couldn't have even made a sketch. Like, this true. Is.
Come on, let's do it.
This is amazing.
Let's do it.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy. After last week on the couch, yo, I know you probably hate me, but you gave me a shot. You're so hot, plus your brain is next level. Come on, show me what you got. We tied the knot, at first sight it's so tight. And when we get to talking, girl, we stay up all night. It's alright, we're gonna make it through, it's just our first fight. Girl, I got your back, if you got mine, we're gonna be alright.
Ah!
Wow.
Grant, your thoughts?
Oh, I think it's actually pretty good. I like it. I thought it was alright.
Well, he would say that because let's now debut Visions.
What the hell?
Hang on, whoa. Have you heard like Aussie rap? Like
I have
no,
actually.
I've heard a lot of. Oh my God!
What rhymes with Chico Roll?
Are you saying Hilltop Hoods?
I love Hilltop Hoods, but I thought that was, I thought that's pretty on target.
Do you love music or do you hate music? Do you hate music? Is that what it is with you?
I like to do a little bit of spare rapping in.
Yeah,
in
we've
my
heard.
Time.
So it's... Yo, back up now and give the brother room. The fuse is lit and it's about to go boom. Mercy, mercy, right. Mercy me. My life is a cage, but on stage I'm free. Hyped up, psyched up, ready for wilding. Standing in a crowd of girls like an island.
Island.
I see the one I want to see. Come here, cutie. I'll flip her around and then I rock that where's booty. That
yeah.
DJ Dwarf and MC Visions going out on the bloody...
G Diddy, thank you. G Diddy.
No, DJ
G
Dwarf.
G Diddy.
G Diddy in the house, bro. In the house.
I hate you so much. / love you in a really
awkward
way.
My only mission is to be here to offend you.
Get
with
off.
My hat, my wrapping,
haven't
my height, my bin technique.
Get off. Shut up.
You got to play the closer.
You're
and
a fake
stop.
Farmer and you're a crap rapper.
Do you want
I
me
mean,
to do,
come on.
Do you want me to do Ice Ice Baby as well get while I'm
off.
Here?
Shut up, Danielle.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
At 6 minutes past eight, let's see if we can't give away $10,000. Official game show host Grant Denyer, who have you got for us today, mate?
Natalie from Katoomba. How you doing, Natalie?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Good. Great. Congratulations on getting through. This is cool. We're going to go for some cash.
I'm shaking.
What are you hoping to use a bit of extra money for?
I had a holiday booked with some friends, and then my ex-boyfriend booked the same holiday at the same time with the same group of people.
Wait a minute. That doesn't sound like a coincidence.
No, he did it on purpose.
So he's hijacking your holiday?
Yeah, that's what happened. So I'm not going on that holiday.
He's trying to reclaim the friendship group, isn't he?
100%. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, I don't like it.
That's
no, it's not a thing.
All right,
no,
we need to get you a whole new holiday so you can get the hell out of there.
I love that. Let's do it.
You ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks?
I am super ready.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter D. D for dragon. Are you ready?
D for drama. Drama in my life.
Totes. For each question you get
love
right.
Love you, Natalie. You're up and about today, aren't you, dope?
I
really am.
Yes.
For each question, you score $100 with the chance to win up to $10,000. Let's see if we can get it all. Okay, we must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Your letter is D, Natalie. Let's do it.
Okay.
Name an electrical brand.
Dyson.
A fish.
Pass.
A music group.
Destiny's Child.
A Sydney train station.
Doonside.
A fruit.
Dragon fruit.
A movie.
Die Hard.
An item of clothing.
Dress.
A shampoo brand.
Decoray.
A type of flower.
Daisy.
A Game of Thrones character.
Oh, pass.
A fish.
God, nothing.
You lost. lost all enthusiasm at a Game of Thrones character then.
I don't watch it.
Daenerys Targaryen, mother of dragons.
Don't watch it.
Nah.
I can see our boss behind your shoulder, Grant. He was pursed. There was brown stains on his pants, Chase Allen.
Natalie, I thought you were on target. All right then, but beautiful job. You got $800. Nice work.
Oh, thank you so much.
So you can get as far away from that ex as possible.
Well done.
I'll have it so far.
Grant Denyer, a significant day in your life yesterday.
Yeah, our 8th anniversary for my wife and I. Chezzy.
You posted some nice photos online, nice tributes to each other.
Nice little memories of the fun times we had together.
Sweet.
Many, many good. Of course, everybody has, you know, a couple of moments that are hard, but you get through with each other, and I'm very thankful to have her in my life. She's strong. She's a very bright light in this world.
Well, she's such a
blob. Someone's getting lucky tonight.
Yeah.
Lightning on through.
But you've let her down because...
Hang on.
You didn't know what to
do. No, we went,
lost.
Like for our anniversary you're talking about,
what'd you do?
We went to the Hunter Valley and we went to a nice little restaurant. We didn't have the kids. Kids were with the grandparents, so had some nice chicken wings. We really enjoyed each other's company.
Wow, romance. Nothing says romance like you licking your fingers after you've had chicken wings.
Chicken wings. Yum. Nothing but
the best chicken wings I have ever had.
Joel, you knock yourself out. You ordered 2 sets of chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
You ordered the good wings. What'd you get her, though? What was the gift?
We don't really do much gifting to each other.
Sorry, we or you?
We, me.
Yeah, we had a conversation last week.
Did.
Let's replay it. Please share with everyone your solution because this is outstanding.
I don't really know what to get her. So the only thing I've come up with is I think I might do a naked calendar for her.
Now, I ask you.
That was like, we were mucking around. No, you're not going to hold me accountable to that, are you?
Mucking around in breakfast radio. If you throw out an idea that involves nudity, our promotions department are on it.
If I'm going to be held accountable for everything that we say in radio, this is going to be a really long year, okay? So what? That was just for laughs.
No.
Ha-ha-ha, funny. Yeah,
no, this is happening.
It's been set up, mate. The photo shoot is happening. I have been in charge. I'm creative director.
This is amazing. And it's go wrong with you too.
It's taking place.
And a can of Vaseline and a bearskin rug.
It's taking place.
It's feeling very Blades of Glory already.
This is bleak.
Are we going to scissor in a photo? Anyway.
No, now look.
What?
131060. We want you guys to be a part of Grant Denyer's glamour nude photo shoot. That's right, guys. This is what we're launching today. Grant Denyer's glamour nude photo shoot. What we want on 131060 is your theme ideas.
Great call.
Because my auntie and uncle, very famously in my family, went and had a glamour nude shot taken.
What?
So she was wrapped in like tulle just around her shoulders, but nothing else. And they were both laying on their front. So my uncle was on top of her and she was laying underneath.
Whoa.
And then it was like soft lens. Soft lens. And then they framed that and hung it in the lounge room as a conversation piece.
No! You don't inflict that on your guests.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's fantastic.
Certainly start a conversation. So what we want, Sydney, we want you to help Ed. He is creative director.
Thank you. And this is my first time. I've never creative directed a
nude glamour shoot.
No, never. Or any type of photo shoot. In fact, I'm famous for when I have to do publicity shoots that
I've done them with you.
They're quick, aren't they?
You're in and out.
Yeah. I barely have time. They barely have time to get the camera lens off as I'm walking away. So
the rules are
he
needs to be nude. It needs to be glamorous.
Okay. I've only been to the gym once this year. Can I just point that out? I'm not fit for this.
Oh, babe, we'll get you tan. It's going to be amazing. Okay. I can't wait to hear the theme. 131060, you're involved creative directing Lee Sydney.
Yes.
How should Grant be nude in photos?
No. Oh,
Grant Denyer gave his wife nothing for their anniversary. And
we don't do presents. Focus
gave
on the children.
Chicken wings.
I know we have chicken wings. Yeah,
wait a minute.
Nice
what do you mean you focus on the children? What's that got
to do? Well, we just, you know, we put a lot of our love and energy into the kids and giving them everything that they need, but we don't really sort of do the presents.
What has that got to do with presents?
Well, because you're saying I didn't deliver enough on the anniversary.
You have so much money. You own 3 cows and you work 2 jobs a year.
3 cows, mate.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I should get her a Cobra then, maybe some nice moleskins.
No, what you are getting her is a glamour photo shoot of yourself.
Not by choice.
Styled by me. It's going to be nude and it's going to be released just to the wife. Wink.
Sure, of course.
Just
wink,
your wink. Wife, wink, wink.
It won't be used for a whole social media strategy. Oh, yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah, right. At least tile by tile on Friday on our Instagram account.
Come on, radio,
how
they
dare
said.
You?
Have some fun with two friends. Just let them embrace you and look after you and gently sort of nurse your way through your first year of radio.
Mick in Liverpool. Mick. Hey, Mick.
Morning, gang.
Hit us with your idea for Grant Denyer's glamour nude photo shoot.
Okay, you know the famous the Michelangelo painting where the man's laying down naked and he's trying to reach out for the other guy's finger?
Yes. I believe that's man and God touching fingers there.
Yes, man and God.
Oh, that's it, man and God. I think it's called The Creation of Adam or something like that.
Yeah, good one. That. On the Sistine Chapel. Me. Yeah, that's a great idea. So who's is he God or is he man?
Or is he the cherub up he's shooting the bow and arrow?
He's the bow and arrow for sure.
Yeah, he's a cherub.
You're saying I'm Cupid. Is that what we're doing now?
I can see you in a nappy. Cute. Yeah, that's
very
cute.
Thank you, Mick. I really like the historical ones. Now, Sarah from Wurunga. Sarah, what should the theme be?
All right, guys, you ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm thinking under the sea, Ariel, red wig, long and flowing, octopus, little clams on, like, places that it should be covering, where we really, really don't want to see. Yeah. And just lots of little fish, prawns with, like, little crowns. It's going to be amazing.
I love this.
You want me to put a clam at the front where my other bit should be? That's a very confusing message, I think.
Well, I mean, look, you can. It depends on you if you want to keep the clam or not. Like, it's up to you and how confident you are. But,
Grant plays the part of Ariel in a sort of shape of water, sort of twist of things. Okay, I do like the idea of the red flowing wig. And I don't mind that.
I don't mind that either.
Okay, here comes Andrew from Hasselgrove. Andrew, what should the nude Grant Denyer photo shoot be?
Guys, you know what? Grant, you are going to love this one.
Yeah.
Mate,
go,
you in your Akubra, a pair of arseless chaps, your cowboy boots, with a couple of hay bales in the background, pretending to herd your cows.
All three of them, Andrew.
Andrew, do you think I'm going to like this or you're going to like this one? Like, is
mate,
this...
not me. You're like telling us you're a farmer, so come on, mate, you gotta have a go.
Okay. Oh,
three cows make a herd?
No.
Yes.
What makes a herd?
It's barely a group.
It's multiple. Surely it's just more than two.
No way.
How much is in a herd?
Yeah, that's a topic for another day. Let's get a proper farmer on and ask that. Because
I have to tell you, cowboy theme's leading for me.
Cowboy?
Okay. I'm really liking that.
Let's give Oliver a go.
Okay.
Oliver from South Windsor, what should the theme of Grant's photo shoot be?
Well, I'm sure he's got a dam on his property, so I reckon he should be on a paddleboard standing up, a la Orlando Bloom.
With Chezzy looking confused, sitting on the front, fully clothed.
But wait, and then in the background, we'll have his three cows standing there.
Oh, the three cows must be in this shoot, I'm realising. We might have to Photoshop them in, Ed, if we've got that kind of budget.
We do. If we have to, we'll do it. Thank you, everybody. I'm loving Cowboy. I'm loving Orlando.
I'm loving that it was mostly men making the suggestions too. That was exciting.
You'll hear him from, I never know what time your show starts in the
4:30,
afternoon. It's a wonderful show.
4:30.
Hughesy and Kate this afternoon, and then we're straight into Channel 10 tonight. Hughesy, we have a problem.
Good.
Hughesy, hello, mate.
Hello.
Definitely on time.
And we were in the hot section of the TV guide. Hughesy, we have a problem, was hot. Right?
Oh, it was hot.
It's hot. You don't want to be in the knot.
I did see that.
No. Yeah, thank you, Grant. Yeah, so the hot section.
What was in the knot?
I didn't look at the knot, mate. I'm a positive sort of guy. I'm a sort of guy.
I thought you wanted to see if your enemies were in knot.
No.
But you know what? The enemies.
He doesn't have any enemies. Who are your nemesis?
No, I've had them in the past. But you know what? Once you move networks.
Mine's Anthony Kalia. Who's yours?
I know. I love Anthony.
He's my nemesis.
Is he really?
Yeah, in my mind. It's a one-way feud.
Oh, yeah. Because you're on the same series of the old Idol. Yeah. You know, I ran into Mark Holden at the airport. He's always been sniping me, Mark Holden.
Get him.
Always been sniping me. Like, he went up to me on radio with me and my wife. He goes, it's Beauty and the Beast. Like, really, full-on beast.
That's unfair to Holly.
Today. Exactly. Thank you.
Good stuff. I got your back, Doug.
I can tell.
He's clicked at him and said, good stuff.
You can tell that her tour started well, basically. So.
Oh, I killed it, Hilsey.
Yeah, I can tell.
Hilsey.
Adam Hills. Did you just call him Adam Hills?
Yeah. Actually, I do remember a time, and you can confirm this to be true,
yes,
Dave Hughes, that you once played tennis with Adam Hills.
I did, absolutely.
And you're very competitive.
It was 40-degree day.
It was. You were very competitive playing tennis.
Yes.
And I saw you the day after.
Yeah.
And you had beaten Hilsey, and you were saying that he was claiming that it wasn't a proper victory. because he'd had some trouble with his foot.
No, yeah. I tell you, the story you've got haven't got completely right. We were playing in a 40-degree day.
Right.
And he'll tell you this. He's got an artificial foot.
Yes, yeah.
And it snapped in half.
Yes.
Yes, during the game. I wanted to keep going, but he said we've got to...
Wait.
But you know what?
Tell me, Husey.
What's that?
Do you claim that as a victory?
I do claim that as a victory. It was a forfeit, and it was a victory. But also, what he was annoyed about, and I think fair enough, is the guy who... running the courts, yes, would not give us our money back because he did not believe the foot story. So we told him the foot story.
Why don't you show him the foot?
Hang on. You've got the two arguably leading males in comedy asking for their money back on tennis court hire?
Yeah, because he's...
You bought a house for $3 million when you're walking past.
Yeah, but that was before that. But as Adam's foot had snapped and the guy would not give him his money back.
It's not the guy's fault his foot snapped.
Yeah, but if someone's foot snaps, you give him the $20 back, don't you? Just give him a discount on the court. It was 40 degrees.
Are we covering this on Tuesday? We have a problem.
No, we're not.
That's a good phoner. You should put that in the back pocket and use it tonight.
Yes, I will. Absolutely. Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay there. We're coming back.
Oh, good.
You got your wallet?
I do. Yes.
13, 10, 60.
We're back on this game.
Yes, we are.
We were.
Of course we are. 13, 10, 60.
We're low on content. We have to do the foot story.
How much money do you think Husey's got in his wallet without going over? If you're closest,
yeah,
then you'll get it. What's that?
We'll let Grant speak too next
time. Oh, hey, GD.
See ya. Just sit back and join the show, guys. You're killing it.
13, 10, 60. How much money is in Husey's wallet? But it did take time away from the wonderful Dave Hughes, yes, who's in the house.
No, but check the podcast, guys. It's downloadable at 11 a.m.
Which one? Serial?
Not Serial.
True Crime?
M. Granted.
No. Oh, this one.
The number one radio podcast in the country. Over 200,000 downloads a month. Thank you very much.
Take that, Conversations.
Correct. Richard Fiddler.
Take that, Fiddler.
Richard.
So, the game is, how much does Husey have in his wallet?
Yes.
Now, it is coins today, and he is somewhat upset at the result. Normally, it's more.
Well, I thought we'd stop the game, because we didn't play it last week, so you've brought the game back.
But it was on a hot list, so we had to bring it back. Josh, how much does Husey have in his wallet?
All right, he's got about 92 bucks.
More than that, mate.
92,
more than 92.
Now, he has gone to that. Now, I should say that there is a substantial amount of coins. Why do you have so many coins?
Yeah, good question. I'm not sure why I have so many coins.
Do you throw coins in a jar at home and then take them down and buy a house with them at the end of the year?
No, I do. I placed coins around the house, and I don't know why I've got so many coins. I honestly don't know. I had a penny as well, we found
out. Yeah, US pennies.
So strange. Charlotte and Mount Druitt, hello, darling.
Good morning. How's everyone?
Yeah, what's in Husey's wallet?
I'm going with $120.
Well, I'm going to say we're getting close, but we're higher.
We're still higher than
that. We're still higher.
God, it's still a fair whack.
To walk around with. Yeah. Stace in Seven Hills, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Stacey, yes. Now, do you watch Husey's TV show, Husey, We Have a Problem?
I actually haven't.
Oh, that's disappointing. But you know what you've got something to discover. It's tonight at 8:30. It's really well worth it. I mean... You've got to remember that the married people on the other show, they're not actually married. That's just all rubbish.
Yeah, it's all rubbish, Stacey.
Don't get upset at the fact that they get cheat on each other because they're not married. They're not married, Em.
Maybe you could rap tonight because one of them's now come out as a white rapper.
From the married show?
From the married show.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, we got a little bit of rapping from
Dean.
Dean from Married at First Sight.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy. After last week on the couch, yo, I know you probably hate me, but you gave me your shot. You're so hot, plus your brain is next level. Come on, show me what you got. We tied the knot at first sight.
Seriously.
So tight.
MC Vision.
I mean, why wouldn't... Is that enough? That's enough. Why wouldn't 1.4 million people watch that?
Oh, honey. It's okay, doll. You'll be fine. Hey, Stacey, how much is in Husey's wallet?
I'm going to guess $148.50.
Less, which breaks my heart, but less than that.
She wins.
She wins.
Yeah, she wins.
But she's over.
Actually, she's broken the rule, but anyway.
Do you promise to watch the show tonight, Stacey?
Yes.
I do.
And what's it called? One more time, Stacey.
I've totally forgotten.
We're playing Mega.
Have a go. Way to work.
I know you are.
We're all busy.
What's the name?
Stacey, have a guess at 8:30 tonight.
Husey show.
Well, that's
Fun
close enough.
I'm with Husey.
I'm with Husey. But I'm on my way to work. All right. I had 100. I don't laugh too hard, Em. At the lack of respect for a man who's worked hard in the industry. $139.25 I had in my wallet.
Well played, Stacey. You get the $139.25.
Thank
good work. And tonight you're going to be watching.
I am. I promise.
What's it called?
What's it called? Yuzi. We have. She's not going to. Guys, you've got to go. We have a problem. the names are to remember.
Yeah, we have a big problem.
We actually do have a problem.
No, we're going
with
well.
Marketing.
No, they've already ordered more episodes, guys. So we're producing
get a
more
crack
episodes.
Congratulations,
yeah, well,
mate. Deservedly so. It's a brilliant show.
Thank you, Grant.
But you know I respect
Thank you, Grant.
You. You're on my hot list.
Oh, here we go. Now a tuner's show.
I said you were attractive before. Come on.
We're out of here.
Did you? I miss that.
Yeah. We're out of here. Hughes is on the radio Hughes. This afternoon and he's on TV tonight. Bye.
Bye.
It's cloudy.